Hi, I'm Daniel.
And I'm Josh.
Welcome to a Room 396 podcast, where we're actually going to be watching Game of Thrones. We've only seen... Oh, actually, you know, before we begin, I bought this new microphone for my podcast. So hopefully the audio is a lot better. You might hear me moving it around. I don't know. I have it on the couch, because that way it's right there between me and Josh. Because the reason why we're on the couch is because... Why, Josh? What?
You want to watch...
Game of Thrones.
Final episode.
That's right. We've only watched one episode over at our good friend Eric and Arthur's place.
Yep.
I don't remember anything about it. How long ago was that? Like 2 years ago? 3 years ago?
It was like a year or 2 years ago.
Oh, that all? Yeah. So don't know any of the characters... Everybody talks about it. I don't know anything about the show.
I don't really understand it. And I do recall you saying after that one episode, there was no reason to get into the show.
I remember it being slow. And I was like, right. This is...
I anticipate this being slow as well.
Yeah. So let's...
Oh. But, you know, it's important to give things another try.
Right. And since this is the series finale, might as well just watch it because just see what everything is about, right? Because I don't know. Okay, yeah, let's just start it before we like start talking.
Alrighty, here we go. Okay, so we have got it set up on the television. Daniel is in the other room. He's going to press play. He has pressed play.
Is it working?
Yes, TV, mature audiences. Right. Previously on Game of Thrones. You have to turn this up because I can't hear anything. And you need to go move your mouse.
Hey, isn't that the episode that we saw?
No. Maybe.
Where do I move it to?
Just move it out. There you go. All right, there's a lady. I don't know her name.
On a horse?
She was on a horse. She's on a dragon.
I mean, okay. Oh, dragons? Do we need to turn it up? You had the freaking remote?
I've turned it up.
I almost cussed. Because that's how we talk around here in room 396.
Okay, so there's a bunch of people and...
All right, are we going to like just talk about everything that we see on the screen, Josh?
Well, yeah.
Why? Why can't we just watch it and be like, oh, what's happened? What happened there? Why is there an avalanche? You know?
I mean, the whole point of doing this is that...
It's not commentary. This isn't Game of Thrones commentary.
So are people just going to sit there and...
Listen to us and be like, there might be silence. There might be... talking the whole time, but you're saying like, oh now there's a fly through. We just went through a stone wall that's damaged, and now we're going over like what's ice or water, and there's trees and there's a castle right there. Is that what we're going to be talking?
Yeah.
Why? People already know what the Game of Thrones is.
But how they probably already know where we're at.
What? Because we just started the podcast and we just started the show, and I thought you said you turned it up. How come it still seems so silent?
Because you need to turn the volume up on your computer.
But you didn't tell me that. How do I turn the volume up on my computer?
The same way you would do it normally.
I don't know how. I don't do it normally. I don't do it that way.
Okay, so we just finished watching the season finale of Game of Thrones. And what did you think of it, Josh?
I can't believe that was the last episode of a major television series.
Why?
Nothing happened. One thing happened.
Yeah, I and started then... falling asleep. And then I started looking at my phone. And I kept yawning a lot. And I kept looking at the time, because I kept thinking about, I want to go to Target. I'm like, is there time to go to Target? But yeah, it's just slow pace. It was just like the last episode we saw, right? It was just like, I mean, people like that. I'm not going to like judge them, but it's just like, I don't see what the whole thing was about this entire series.
But this is totally not your type of series. You don't watch shows like this.
No.
I mean, there was nothing wrong with it. I just, I guess in my expectation of a finale of something is like there's something big happens and, you know, all the way up to the end. And then maybe you have like, I mean, this episode was an hour and 20 minutes or hour 18 minutes long. And something happened like 20, 30 to 40 minutes into the episode. And then there was another 40 minutes of walking. That's all anybody does in this thing. They walk down the hallway. They walk over here. They walk to the ship. They walk on the ship.
I know. There's just like scenes like this could have been deleted. Like this, it's almost like, hey, this story, this episode is only, we only have 20 minutes of like footage. What do? Fill it with walking.
Well, it's one of my biggest frustrations with David Lynch is that, you know.
That's what exactly I was like.
It's he like, likes to stretch scenes out and out and out, which, you know, with the right scene, it's good, but like you really have to be into it. But if you're not into it, it's just boring.
I was thinking about the same thing. Gosh, it's just drawn out like, you know, a David Lynch film. But at the same time, the David Lynch film is more interesting, even though I am like, oh my gosh, this is taking forever. But it's more visual.
Yeah.
Visual, better to look at.
Yeah, because it's funny because I think about like the last episode of Twin Peaks versus the last episode of this. You know, you kind of have this one, though, the thing happened, you know. And then
what's the thing? What thing are you talking about?
Well, the resolution, which was Jon Snow stabbing the lady and killing her, Daenerys.
Oh, and like, and the throne being burned?
And the throne being burned. That's like, that's the big moment. And then, you know, the rest of it's like, oh, we're going to have a new leader.
We're going to have a new king. And
right. But it's like, you know, when I think about like in Twin Peaks, if the last episode was, you know, just crazy and there was like, you know, 20 minutes of driving. And then you're like, you know, I always, whenever there's a finale episode, I'm always looking at my watch, especially David Lynch, because I'm like, oh my God, there's not going to be no resolution. It's just in the last minute something's going to happen and then that's it. Whereas this was like, the thing happened and then you were just like, okay.
Now they just have to come back from it. It's like, now it's just like, okay, how do you get back to whatever you need to do? Like, go back to normal. But it's just like, I guess if you were watching the entire series, you would want something to like just be like, okay, what after the aftermath, what does life begin like again?
Right. You know, 'cause it gives you a nice continuation, like, you know, the one lady is on the boat heading to parts unknown. Jon Snow goes on the other side of the ice wall. The other lady becomes the queen of the North. And then the other people in Westeros are just around the table talking about brothels.
Yeah. And it's like, why did we need that scene? No. But and then that was like supposed to be like a comic moment, you know, because he's fixing the chairs. I'm like, okay, I knew where that was going, right? I'm like, why are they doing that? Why is he like adjusting the chairs? And then like when they're coming in, I'm like, oh, because then they're going to mess up the chairs. Because he had them all nice and neat. I was like, that's predictable. I don't know. It's just, I'm glad I saw it. So I'd be like, yeah, I saw the last season, last episode of Game of Thrones. But it's not like something like, oh my gosh, you know. Maybe if I invested my time into it, then it would be much better.
Well, apparently it's the first four seasons are the really good seasons. And then 5 and 6 and the rest of them get.
Is it because that's when it was becoming popular? It's like, oh, we need to like, you know, almost like, what's it called? What's that one with the zombies, the apocalypse and the, you know, the zombie movie. It's on like AMC or something.
Oh, Walking Dead?
Walking Dead.
That's not a movie, TV show.
Well, that's what I meant. But it's just like, you know, like it gained popularity and it's like, oh, we need to, you know, keep adding more seasons. And it's like, isn't that another one where people are just like, it's so drawn out?
Well, yeah. And they, you know, the later seasons of this, they went past where the books were. Right? Because these were based on the books by George R. R. Martin up to a point, and then after that, they went on their own. Mm-hmm. But in today's society, nothing is universally liked.
Right.
It's impossible to get something that, I mean, Avengers Endgame, which has made $2 billion and is now the highest grossing movie of all time, people still don't like it. Even though everybody went to see it, except for you.
And you?
I saw it.
Endgame?
Yeah.
When did you see Endgame?
I saw it in Kansas City.
Oh.
But even then, it was like, oh, well, all right. Nothing. What is the most universally loved thing? Is there anything anymore?
Nah, everybody just has an opinion about everything. You know.
Including us.
That's right. So, just based off of this episode and the episode that you've seen before, is this a good way to end the series, or is this like, I was expecting more. I was expecting like, you know, like every other, I don't know.
I guess we missed the action episodes.
I guess so.
I was hoping for a more action.
Me too.
Episode, but this, you know, if you're a GOT fan, this probably
maybe that was good. What was that, 2 weeks ago, or whatever, the one where everybody was talking about, the one where everybody's like, oh, it's so dark or whatever,
right?
But, so it should have probably just ended there. You know,
this is like the epilogue episode.
That's right. Well, yeah,
I think if these episodes were shorter, I might be interested in watching more.
Like 45 minutes?
Yeah, like a typical, you know, that's the thing with, you know, trendy TV or, you know, expensive cable TV, is that it's the full hour. And it's hard to, you know, I guess if you're into it, you make the time, right? If it's important to you, you make the time.
Right.
This right now is not important to me, but I appreciate it for, you know, it's very expensive.
I don't know, I was looking at like all their like costumes, like really, like, you know, somebody had to make all those costumes. And where are they getting the thread? In the world, like where do they get all that threading and all that stuff to make the materials to make their clothing?
Well, the same place we would have gotten it in our medieval times.
I don't know.
Because that's what it seems like. It's like medieval times with dragons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Game of Thrones or Vera?
For what?
More interesting, kept your interest.
Why Vera?
I'm just thinking of another show that you've told me that is very long and can be boring.
Yeah, that's about the same.
I like Vera better because it's a mystery and you're always trying to solve it. And each one's a standalone episode.
Yeah, but that's almost like any mystery.
I know, but I prefer.
But like, you need to find something that's similar to this, like, you know, Game of Thrones would equal. But, I guess like Twin Peaks or like those type of shows, right? Where it's just
like a drama.
I guess.
Like Homeland, maybe.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I've heard of Homeland, but I don't know if that is. But yeah. Yeah, so that's it.
So thumbs up or thumbs down on the season finale or series finale?
I don't think I could do any because just like I'm not gonna say thumbs up because, you know, I've never, other than the other episode, I haven't watched it, so I don't understand it. So I was like, if I was watching, like, oh yeah, this is a good end. This was a good episode to end the series, right? But I don't know if it was or not. And I can say thumbs down because it's like, you know, I can't, like, again, I don't know what happened. So it's like, yeah, this was the terrible way of the last episode. I just have to be, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
I can't do anything about it.
And that's the lesson from this episode.
Good. The only good thing is that now I don't have to see any posts on social media or, you know, about, oh, I have the Game of Thrones, GOT, GOT. You know, it's just like, good. It's over. Now people just have to find something else to watch. To drool over and complain about.
Yep. Yeah. Maybe on a future episode we can see what's the next GOT.
I wouldn't even say that because I...
We could task ourselves to find the next GOT.
But we never watched Game of Thrones to begin with.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know...
But what's the next trendy television show that people are going to be talking about?
I don't know.
I'm sure it's something on CBS. Or,
well, no, because it would have to be like, you know, maybe cable television. Like, you know, this is HBO, So you need like HBO, Showtime.
Premium cable.
Or yeah, so one of those shows, right, where people are like, you know. Good thing I don't pay for HBO, because this was one thing I wouldn't be watching. I'd be like, I'm not getting my money's worth. Yeah, so I think that concludes our little...
Our reaction.
Our reaction.
Are you gonna label it Room 396 Reacts to Game of Thrones finale?
No, but you can describe it that way.
YouTubers. Podcasters react to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for listening. I'm Daniel.
I'm Josh.
And this was Room 396. And we just watched the series finale of Game of Thrones. I don't even know what series of season this is. Hey, I don't even know if I said what episode we were on this week. Or this week, this episode, this podcast. Did I say it in the beginning?
I don't remember. That was an hour and a half ago.
I know. Yeah. Okay. That's it. Thanks for listening. Bye.